Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about love and what love is and what love isn't. So I'm sure that we have all experienced different versions of what we consider love to be and felt like, you know, maybe our opinions of that are valid. Everybody is valid in their own opinions of things, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right way to go about it or that we need to settle for less than we actually deserve. So I've experienced different forms of it as well, as far as someone being there for me and uplifting me and trying to push me to become a better version of myself. And then I've also experienced someone tearing me down and making me feel like crap about myself or that I'm not good enough. And sometimes those experiences were found in the same person or the same relationship. And I had to realize that that's not what I wanted. I would like to experience love in a way that's mutual. So not me pouring more into the other person than they are me, or vice versa, but as being caring and kind-hearted towards each other and not holding grudges against each other because of something that the other person might have done. And to me, love is a choice. You choose to wake up every day and to continue to pursue the relationship with this person, or you continue to pursue the person that you're with and to grow with them and to learn with them and from them. And you continue to date that person regardless of how long y'all might have been dating or been married. And I mean that you don't stop the pursuit just because you have that person. You want to continue to grow with them and to understand them on different levels, or to experience them in different spaces that y'all might not have started in. But I was saying that love is a choice also because you can choose to be loving towards someone based on something that they may or may not have done, or you can choose to be cold and closed off towards them because of it. An example of that, I guess, would be, say, you do something that your significant other told you that they weren't okay with, but when you initially did it, you weren't thinking about, oh, I shouldn't do this because they're not okay with it. You did it because in that moment you felt like it was the best decision for you to make. And later you tell this person about the decision you made, and they choose to be like, you know what, I get what you're saying. I even appreciate you telling me about this situation, because you didn't even have to tell me, you chose to. But also, I appreciate you acknowledging the fact that you knew that it was something that I didn't prefer for you to do, and that you are going to work towards doing something differently in the future. You just, you know, had a slip up. Or they could be like, I told you not to do that. Why would you do that? We've had this conversation before, blah, blah, blah. And that just spirals into an argument, or it spirals into this person now having resentment towards you because of the decision you made, even if your intentions weren't to hurt that person. And there's, like I said, there are choices of whether or not we should react a certain way. And it all boils down to the choice of loving that person regardless of what happens on the outside, and falling in love really with their spirit, in their mind, and the things about them that won't change over time. Like, if you fall in love with the silhouette of a person, their body and stuff, that's gonna change over time. Their shape is gonna change. You're gonna develop wrinkles. They might develop scars, and you liked it better when their skin was smooth, or just different things like that that are gonna change on the outside doesn't change who that person is on the inside. The person on the inside continues to grow and develop, but it doesn't change them overall as a person. And whatever your love is rooted in essentially determines how you look at them over time. But back to the initial topic at hand. So love to me is someone that looks at you every day and is grateful to have you. Love is someone doing little things just to show their appreciation for you even being a part of their life, or giving them your time and pouring into them as a whole, just in general. Love is putting someone else before yourself, but not forgetting about yourself, and in the process of loving them, which I feel gets misconstrued sometimes. We love someone so hard and so much, and regardless of if they're pouring into us or not, we're not pouring into ourselves. So we're essentially pouring from an empty cup with love that we haven't replenished for ourselves. And that's not okay. You should never forget about yourself trying to love someone else. And you shouldn't want to be with someone that allows you to forget about yourself loving them. But love is also just being understanding, listening more than you speak, and really just trying to understand where the other person is coming from in different conversations and stuff, figuring out what their interests are and pouring into those interests, and nurturing them and giving them things that they might not have experienced before in life, but you're going out of your way to do those things for that person because you genuinely want to see them flourish and you don't want to bring them down. Love is patient. Love is patient in a way that might be uncomfortable to a certain extent. Like, just choosing to realize that we are human and that we are going to make our mistakes, and everything that we do might not make sense. And that patience allows you to see things through for what they are and not always what we want them to be. Because we can't control other people, but we can control how we respond to those people and those situations that we're in. So, in my opinion, love isn't tearing someone down. Love isn't reminding someone of all of their faults and their flaws, and choosing to neglect their emotions, choosing to talk over that person because what you have to say is more important. Love isn't someone coming to you and telling them telling you about their concerns and you choosing not to do anything about it, or, well, this is just how I am, so take it or leave it, just not trying to improve at all. Love isn't being rude to that person. Love isn't making excuses for your actions that, you know, if you did change those actions, it would actually improve the relationship as a whole. Love isn't holding someone back from becoming a better version, excuse me, a better version of themselves. Love isn't at your own expense or benefit. And what I mean by that is doing something just because you know that this person will do something for you. Yes, relationships can be seen or are transactional, but you're not, if you're, in my opinion, if someone is doing something to get something in return, then it wasn't genuine in the first place. Because whenever I help people, I don't want anything back from you. God's gonna bless me. I'm blessed to be able to bless someone else or to pour into someone else. So there's no like tab that I keep open for, hey, you remember when I helped you on this day? Yeah, I need that back. Like, no. Or you remember when I helped you, so now you have to help me. That's not how things should be. I've learned a lot throughout my course of being single, more about relationships than I did in relationships, to be honest, because you spend a lot of time to yourself and just reflecting on things that you would want to happen in the future that were different from how things might have went in the past. And to me, love is something that can be addictive in a good way or toxic in a bad way. So it can be addictive in a good way because you're just so in sync with this person that you can't see yourself without them. And you can't see yourself loving anyone else. You don't even care about what anyone else has going on. This is your person. And love can be toxic by you. Okay, so you might have dealt with some trauma growing up or in a different relationship. And you got so used to that trauma that if this person that you're with now is actually showing you genuine love and is genuinely pouring into you and caring for you the way that you deserve to be cared for, you find the relationship to be boring. You find that person to be boring. They're not doing enough for you, or it's not working. But just because something isn't what we're used to doesn't mean that it's not okay. What we might have been used to before might not have been what we needed to have in our lives. You don't deserve to have someone treating you like crap or yelling at you or putting you down or neglecting your emotions and abandoning you overall and finding excuses, making up lies, cheating on you. None of that is love to me. None of that is. And when someone treats someone else like that, they don't love themselves. Because how you love yourself is how you love others, and how you show up for yourself is how you show up for others. So if you're not even pouring into yourself 100%, or you haven't experienced a period of time in your life when you did, then you might not need to be in a relationship. Finding out who you are and what works for you, I mean, there's really no time frame of being single before you should get in a relationship with someone, but there are certain characteristics about yourself that you need to make sure that you understand first before you can introduce yourself to someone else and expect for them to love you. If you don't even like spending time with yourself, why would somebody else want to spend time with you? If you don't take yourself out on dates, buy yourself food, like if you're waiting for someone else to do all this other stuff for you, then you shouldn't be in a relationship. And I was that person. I became that person. I wasn't originally like that, but over time, I started to neglect myself and all my needs and who I was before this person. And it got to a point where I didn't even know who I was anymore. I didn't know I didn't know how to be me anymore. Excuse me. Got a little tongue-tied. But I didn't know how to be me anymore. I didn't even know who she was. All I knew was this was my relationship and I'm happy to be here. But after a while of me losing myself, I started identifying and attaching all of my identity towards the relationship and with this person. And I didn't realize it until I wasn't in the relationship anymore, because I couldn't even do certain things that I used to enjoy and love doing without connecting it to the relationship. And once I started being able to do those things again, I realized I was healing, because I was doing these things that I love to do, and it was for me. It wasn't to be closer to someone else or to have someone else understand me. It was genuinely because I enjoy doing these things. These things make me happy or made me happy. And I had to tell myself that it's okay. It's going to take time to get back to yourself. But also telling myself that you don't need to sacrifice yourself for someone else to be happy, or just for someone else to accept you. If someone isn't accepting you for who you are and they want you to change everything about you, that person is looking for someone else in you that doesn't exist. I can only be me. Either you're going to accept me or you're not, and that's fine either way. And being okay with it either way, it says a lot in itself, because you're not moved by someone else's presence being there or not being there. They could leave tomorrow and you're going to be okay with it. Or they're going to stay and you're going to be okay with it too. Either way it goes, if you're rooted in yourself, when you're, I'm personally rooted in myself and in God and my beliefs, but for anyone else that's your personal preference, but for the most part, being rooted in yourself is the foundation that doesn't move, like it's not wavered based on someone else's viewpoints of you, based on someone else loving you or not loving you. If you love yourself and you do what you need to do for yourself, then that's all that really matters. At the end of the day, is we can hang out with our friends, or we can even be with our significant others or whatever, but at some point we're gonna have to be alone. And if we're not even okay with being alone, then there's a bigger issue. I enjoy my time to myself now, and I appreciate it now more than ever, to be honest. I'll go out every once in a while, but for the most part, me spending time with me and learning about myself and finding those little things about myself that I might not have noticed that would need to change before I even thought of a relationship, because those things could potentially end a relationship before it even starts. Those things are so important. And it's not to say that spending time with other people isn't equally as important, but it shouldn't determine your happiness. But yeah, I think that's all for this episode. I really just feel like love starts with you, and when it starts with you and ends with you, you're able to show other people what love looks like for you, and you're able to tell people how to treat you based on how you treat yourself. But yeah, that's all. I don't want to keep going. I'll be here all day talking about this. I might make another episode about it. I'll see how I'm feeling. But I hope that everyone has a wonderful day. Bye.